You know, when Janine was sharing about holy and pursuing and pressing in for holy, you mind putting up, Joe, the screen of the temple? I love this picture. It comes from a postcard that we got when we were in Pennsylvania. But whenever you come in and you see it, just keep looking at it. Allow the Lord to lead you. What? There's so many things in there just other than the temple that's in the middle. But you see a team of people. You see the family of God, like Janine mentioned, a peculiar people. God's holy people, holy nation. When she was mentioning about pursuing holiness, this is the picture that came to my mind. I mean, God didn't tell people to bring sacrifices to the temple because he loved the aroma of meat. But the more that we come to the altar, I know some people, they're afraid to come to this altar. You're afraid to come up here. And I pray that you will come to the point that you would not care whoever may. I've never heard of anybody say anything like, look at him, look at her coming down to the aisle. I've never heard of that. But you probably hear that in your head, and that's the lies of the enemy to keep you seated, to keep you from doing anything, to keep you from reacting to what the Spirit is saying to you. My prayer is that you will learn to come to the altar. So when you think about this, what happens when you come to the altar? And I mentioned, I feel like the Lord wanted me to say that. When we come to the altar, we lay something down, not to pick it back up and to bring it back with us. We lay it down so that it could burn. But then go the next step. Why or what happens? Why do I need to bring the sacrifice to the altar? Because something that in you needs to die, and that is a first step of holiness. I mean, Janine was mentioning about us pursuing holiness. You can't pursue holiness still holding on to bitterness, anger, pride, any other issue, any other, you know, things that you have in your suitcase of junk that you carry to the house of God. And people will leave God's house with that same junk, and you will not get holier. You will not draw closer and lay your head on like John did on Jesus, laying his head on his chest. You will not get closer to the heart of God still carrying that junk out of there until you start learning to come to the altar. I can care less what anybody's going to say or think about me. It's just me and God in this room anyway. I don't even know how many people are in this room. It's just me and God. And I will come to the altar and lay down what the Holy Spirit is bringing to my mind and to my heart of what needs to leave. And so I was then praying. I said, Lord, I've never been to war. I don't know, but I just know by pictures and by stories that when bombs of napalm fall down, everything burns. And I said, Lord, just drop a napalm bomb in my heart, and whatever is not righteous, whatever is not holy, let it burn. And then he says, well, you got to put it on the altar. Lord, I put it on the altar. Let it burn. Let it burn. Lay it on the altar. Just lay it on the altar. It's got to be dealt with. It's got to be done away with. If you're single, there are things the Holy Spirit is speaking to you of what you're doing or how you're living, that the Holy Spirit says, that's not of God, it's got to go. Lay it on the altar. Married couples, God says that man and woman will become one and they'll become one flesh. That's what God desired. That's what he instituted. It actually says it in Genesis chapter 2. That man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one. If there is anything that is keeping you from being one, you need to lay it at the altar. Well, I don't know what it is. Well, then ask the Lord, show me. Search my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. Because if the enemy can infiltrate and separate that one, there's a whole list of things that he can start doing. Lay it on the altar, let it burn. Issues amongst family members, lay it on the altar, it must burn. How can we expect God to bring revival? And just as Shannon mentioned that verse, how can we expect God to bring revival when we're still carrying the things that need to die, that need to be laid on the altar, that need to be burned up? But that's not happening because we're still carrying it. How can we expect revival to happen if we're not willing to lay things down on the altar? Father, I thank you for speaking to us so far, thus far this morning. I thank you, Father, for revealing truth to us. And whether those of us in this room are single or married, family members, brothers, sisters, sons to their parents, daughters to their parents, Holy Spirit, show us whatever is not of God, whatever is not holy, whatever is not righteous, it needs to die. The Lord says that those things don't die by accident. They die because you bring them to the altar. You just can't wish them to die. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for showing us that we are in desperate need of you. Thank you, Father. We are in desperate need of you. Thank you, Father, that we cannot believe that we can live this life without you and still become holy. Thank you, God, for your Spirit. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, earlier, even the scripture that Janine mentioned, I battled back and forth about this one video. Every time I watch this guy on a video of sharing certain things, and some people might say, oh, he's just a motivational speaker. But he's more than just a motivational speaker. He himself says that he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And a lot of the speaking engagements that he has, he glorifies the Lord. He magnifies Jesus, he exalts Jesus, he recognizes Jesus as his Savior, and he glorifies God. And today, I believe that the Lord wanted to encourage us, and the Lord wants us to know, because sometimes people don't think that God doesn't encourage me. God doesn't, he doesn't want to do anything with me, he doesn't want to edify me. Look where I've been, look where I came from. I just got too much stuff, I got too much junk. And I came across this video and I just, I'm not going to play it. And I was like, when Jeannie mentioned that 2 Chronicles, I was just like, oh man. Okay, God. So if Joe can find it, he'll let me know. He'll give me the high sign if he found it. And we're going to play it. But I have a message. So I was like, Lord, people are going to think I don't have a message. But I don't have any peace about beginning it. And if I begin it, well, I'll begin it. But this video, once they find it, if they find it, we're going to watch it. You see, and there was a video a couple of years ago. And during the course of this service, I want to ask you, I want to give you some instruction that if you feel that you have to, the Lord is telling you to come to the altar. Do not allow the thoughts in your head of what people are going to think of me. What are people going to think of my family? Do not allow that to stop you. So even during the course of the service today, if we don't do this, that hasn't happened. But if you got to come to the altar, you got to make an altar at your seat, do so. Because something has to die today. And the great thing about when something dies and we walk away from that, something new happens. We begin to walk in something new that it's not like we used to, because we no longer have that junk that we were carrying, because it's dead. We've sacrificed it. So now I'm walking this new. Even if everything is not new, there's something new today, because that junk is dead. That junk is burnt. That thing is burning right now on the altar, and I'm walking away from it. So I'm walking in something new that God has for me, and I'm walking in holiness. None of us are in here are perfect, but every single one of us can walk in holiness and pursue holiness and walk with Jesus arm in arm. Some of you, you're not even within arm's reach of Jesus. And it's because of the stuff that you're carrying. The stuff that needs to die, but you don't want it to die. But God says it needs to die today. Pursue holiness, something needs to die. Pursue righteousness, something needs to be laid on the altar, because you're carrying unrighteousness.